Way back when I was thinking about starting a high-ticket dropshipping business, the one thing I was looking for was someone to show me what one of these sites looks like. So John and I have done that for you at dropshipbreakthrough.com/go. So head to dropshipbreakthrough.com/go and watch the free training.
There's two camps in e-commerce fraud right now. You're either paying ClearSale 1% of every dollar you make, or you're paying Ekata yourself and hoping you didn't miss something. John Murphy just built a third option. Let's get into it. All right, John, for people who don't know, what is Frick Labs?
Frick Labs is my solution to preventing fraud. And it's somewhere in between ClearSale and Ekata, where the thing is, we've got humans in the loop where we actually give you all of the inside scoop that ClearSale actually doesn't tell you, so you can make better decisions.
Anyone in e-commerce has dealt with fraud, right? Whether you're selling something cheap or you're selling something high ticket, which is what we do here on this channel, when you run into it, it sucks. It doesn't matter when you run into it. It sucks, right? And so I've paid ClearSale a lot of money in my time to watch out for this stuff for me, right? And then eventually you kind of grow into Ekata, which is like the software they're using behind there, and you kind of go monitor this yourself, right? And you have your team monitor. And then it eventually starts taking up a lot of your team's time. How is this different? How is Frick different? How can you help someone that isn't the way ClearSale or Ekata is helping someone?
Well, my analysts have been using this type of system for years because it was the system I built in-house when I was using it on Ekata. So my analysts do the work that your team don't have to do, which frees up your team's time. And the report that we actually provide gives all of the inside information. So you know everything about who made the purchase, where they live, who they're married to, their family tree, everything. So you can make really concrete decisions about whether this is a legitimate or not. You're not rolling the dice if ClearSale says it's a medium, for example.
So if you're using ClearSale, some people just use the Shopify, which I think is a little insane, if I'm honest with you. Order comes in. I wait for ClearSale to give me the green light or the red light there, right? And that's the ClearSale experience. Ekata, order comes in. My team does all that research. I wait for my team to give me the green light or the red light for them to process the order, right? What does the experience actually look like with Frick Labs? Order comes in on my store. Then what happens?
Your store sends via webhook all of the order details to our system, and then we get to work immediately. We have built a custom tool that pulls all of that information in and scans it, and it gives us information about who's behind the email, how long it's been open, how often it's been used, all of their IP information, if they're using a Tor browser, if they're on a VPN, if they're even using the iCloud private settings on their phone. We know all that information. And what we do is we join all of that information to put a story together. Like a VPN could be a red flag for Shopify, but a VPN could also be just a privacy concern that normal people have, or it could be a work requirement. So we piece all these pieces together. We get a good picture, and now we give recommendations and explanations about what we found in a nice comprehensive report.
And so then my team can use that report to, you know, do you come back with like a score out of 10? Is there some sort of scoring system or you know, red light, green light, or how are you giving your thumbs up or your thumbs down or your thumb sideways, I guess?
So also on our report, we do give a low, medium, and high, and we do give a score from 0, very safe, to 100, as in like run away. But we also give all of the context behind all of those individual factors as well. So in context, it's not just a random score.
So when I think of this, number one, ClearSale can be spendy early on. When you have nothing coming in, you don't want to pay their minimum and get started. And even when you have sales coming in, 1% of your revenue is not exactly what you want to pay for this, right? That is why a lot of people shift to Ekata and they pay for the service themselves, but now they're paying their team's time. There's a lot of other expenses there that you're not factoring in there, right? And even when your team doesn't know, they send it up to you, the founder, and they pull you away, and now you have to think about this stuff. So I think, personally, the ideal customer is literally anyone who has an e-commerce store. How would you phrase, like, who is the ideal customer for this product?
So the ideal customer has orders coming in regularly. They either, it could be people that are, they're starting to get more sales and it doesn't make sense now to continue to pay 1% to ClearSale, or that they have a VA that's so busy just looking at orders and estimating and pulling their boss in to make a decision because it's a gray area result. We come in and we do the work. We, like, our analysts sit down, we do the research, and we give your dedicated representative the answers. Here's the details, you're good to go, or, you know, call the guy and ask for his ID because this doesn't add up.
Do you think new stores who haven't dealt with fraud yet, this is something that should be on their radar? I know when I was beginning, I didn't know anything, right? We often hear in our community, I haven't even turned ads on yet, and I got my first sale. And to me, my spidey senses go up immediately of like, well, how would they have possibly found you when you're a new store, you don't rank in Google, and you're not running ads? Often that can be, you know, the fraudsters seeking out these new stores somehow. What would you just say someone who's a new store, who hasn't dealt with fraud yet? Is this system for them? Do you have a price tier for newer stores?
We're working on that. So we're going to introduce a lower tier that's much more affordable for people that just have a few orders coming in. And then we can scale with them as we have bigger tiers for people with more volume. But like when I launched my old store, my very first order was actually a fraud order. Now, I didn't ship it because the guy called me and I could tell he was putting on an old man's voice and stuff. But I was very close to shipping my first order because I did want the store to be validated, and I wanted to get my first sale. So I almost ignored a lot of the red flags just to validate the store. And I nearly got buried with a $4,000 or $5,000 order fraudulently before I even got started. That was only like 2 weeks in, and then I managed to cancel the order before it shipped. But that was a close one. So it's never too early. It's never too early for it to be on your radar. I wouldn't say sign up for like ClearSale and hire a team member to learn what all of the fraud signals are either. Back in the day, ClearSale didn't have like a minimum. So that wasn't a problem. You could sign up for ClearSale, and if you don't get an order, you don't pay. But now they have minimums. So I would say it should be on your radar, and you should look for options. But if you're not making sales or not running ads, you probably don't want to go and look for the premium option straight out of the gate.
And on this channel, a lot of audience is that high ticket retail e-commerce person, right? They're selling something where one chargeback really hurts. But I'm sure there's people listening to this too who have fraud issues, and they sell, a medium ticket or a lower ticket item. They sell a lot of those. What would you say to someone? Like, what's a sign someone who needs this right now? What would you say to those people?
For people that are selling like $40 tees, like print on demand stores, and they're selling volume, like maybe like, I don't know, 50 to 100 orders a week or a day, then just pay the minimum ClearSale and just forget about it. Or just roll the dice with the Shopify, like kind of superficial orders. Because the impact of a few orders, you could probably absorb them. Like the people I need to help are people that are shipping high ticket items. With one fraud, it can just kill your month or put you out of business if you're just getting started.
Yeah, look, I think if I was on that lower end, and I've sold stuff, right? I had a pet supplement business. I would still use this. You can absorb it, sure, but that shit pisses me off. Like nothing else. Like chargebacks absolutely grind my gears, and so I'm sure that would bog down your team. But I would absolutely be calling you to be like, I don't want to deal with this, John. Please help us. So
yeah,
look, where can people go to learn more? Where can they go to sign up?
So the website is freaklabs.com. Freak is spelled FRIQ labs.com. And they can pick a tier that works for their order volume, or there's a button right there where they can actually book a call and find out and talk to me and see if we're a good fit.
If you're in our audience, this is a no-brainer. Like wherever you are, this is absolutely a no-brainer. John probably has a tier for you, and if he doesn't, I'm sure he would consider making a tier for you. Hop on a call with John, help him understand where you are and like where does fraud live for you? Is it something you haven't experienced yet? Is it something you have but you feel too early? Is it something you have teams, people on your team handling the Cicada stuff, and you're like, please get this off my plate? Wherever you are in that spectrum, like book a call with John. Go to friqlabs.com, book a call with him. I think this service probably should have been around years ago. This is a better idea, I think, than your e-commerce store, if I'm honest, John, and you had a pretty good idea for your e-commerce store. And so I'm glad you're doing this. I'm glad you're sharing it with our community. And I'll put a link below if you guys want to book a call with John. If you're in our community, you can always find him in Slack. He's one of the more active members of our community, or in our Facebook groups as well. He's there all the time. So reach out. He's not shy. He would love to talk to you. John and I both love business, think about it all the time, can't turn it off, and don't know why anyone would want to. And because of that, we started a second podcast where we can talk about everything we've ever wanted to talk about in business, not just dropshipping. We like talking about all things business. So if you want to hear John and I talk about all sorts of stuff, from camel meat dropshipping businesses to PDF dropshipping to a guy gambling $100 every single day on YouTube Shorts to how OnlyFans taught us lessons in business, we're all over the place over there, but it's a really fun podcast. So if you're a podcast listener, you love John and I, head over to your podcast player of choice and look for the Low Bar Podcast. You'll see a blue image, and you'll see a cartoon version of John and myself. and go back and start at episode one. I promise you will not regret this. This is one of the more fun projects that I have done recently. I know John's having fun too, so we'd love it if you joined us. Check out the Low Bar Podcast on YouTube or wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts.